It is championship time here on the Forkham Podcast, and what better way to start than congratulating the women's track team for bringing home the first ever conference indoor title, edging out Lamar 111-108. If you're not familiar with indoor track or track in general with scoring, what they did in that conference championship was equivalent of the Demons of Destiny win over Iowa. Very similar, come from behind, awesome showing by the Lady Demons. In addition to that, the men's team finished second, scoring 104 points to UIW's 143.5. UIW's men's team had one of the most dominating performances in Southland Conference indoor track history. It will go down as one of the best combined showings for NSU track. Coach Heimerman has been slowly building up the program, and I personally felt we were built better for the outdoor season than indoor, so to see this type of success in the indoor season is really exciting, and I'm excited to see what happens once outdoor season comes around. And there's a little different dynamic to indoor and outdoor if you're not familiar with them. You go from 50 meters to 100. It's just a different structure, the way the meets are formatted. So I've always felt that it lends better for the way Northwestern has always constructed our teams for winning a conference title. But this is, again, one of the best showings we've had combined men's and women's since the NSU track dynasty under Coach Leon Johnson in the late 90s to early 2000s, where the Demons took home four Southland Conference championships. The Southland basketball championships are underway in Lake Charles. Lady Demons unfortunately losing their first game 79-66 to Texas A&M Corpus, getting outscored 26-9 in the fourth period and ending a very frustrating season for the Lady Demons and Coach Anna Nims. Looking back on the season, we just never could find an offensive rhythm. We never really had that playmaker that when the other team stymies your offense and nothing's really working, do you have that one player that can create separation, that can just create plays on the fly? And I felt we never really had that. And going forward for the Lady Demons, I think that is something we need to utilize, something we need to find either through transfer portal or recruiting or developing one of our current players, is we have to get someone that can initiate the offense, someone that when everything else goes wrong, they can just take the ball, go in and score. And if you look at the men's team, I think some of that success comes from Jamonte Black, DeMarcus Sharp, Isaac Haney, Mary McDonald, who have all at times shown that ability of everyone else get out the way and I'm going to take it to the hoop. We need that person that's just going to be that playmaker, that great ability to create that. And I think, again, Coach Nims is a great coach. I don't think this is reflective of her not being a great coach or anything. It's just unfortunate things happen. You know, you can look at the way the team is constructed, and I just think that some of the players maybe didn't develop the way we had expected them to. Some things just didn't mesh the way we felt they would. I thought the offensive schemes, I thought defensive schemes were fine. It's just one of those things where just sometimes it just doesn't click. I don't think we're that far away from being a great team or even a competitive team. I think the pieces are there. We just need to plug in a little bit more and just make a few little wrinkles. But again, I think we're in great shape. Coach Nims is a great coach. Looking forward to see how we rebound from this going forward. Going to have a quick word from our sponsor, and then we'll talk about the men's basketball championship, as well as briefly touch on baseball and softball. The Demons will open Southland Conference tournament play tomorrow or Tuesday for those listening at 8 o'clock against either Southeastern or UNO. Right now, the Privateers are up 36-31 at the half over the Lions. That will be, of course, Coach Schlesinger, Coach UNO team. As always, I'll have to give a little nod and pull for UNO, except when they're playing us. I do consider Coach Schlesinger a personal friend. Nothing against the Lions from Southeastern. My sister graduated there, and every trip I've ever had to Hammond has been very pleasant, and always enjoyed taking a trip to both universities. Demons did split the season meeting with both teams, and I think each brings something different to the table. But regardless of who we face, I believe the Demons will have to step up in order to advance out of the conference tournament and into the NCAA tournament. one dynamic I've always loved about tournament play, and this is as a fan and also when I was a coach of basketball, is that I find during a regular season, your focus and preparation is more on what are the other teams doing, how are we going to counteract that. Meanwhile, when you get to tournament play, I find you do still have that strategy involved, but a lot of it is, what do we need to build on? What do we need to improve on? So the focus is more internal on what are you doing, and more opposed to what the other teams are doing. At least that's me just personally. Looking at this Demon team, though, I think DeMarcus Sharp, who, of course, conference player and newcomer of the year, very well deserved, Jamonte Black and Isaac Haney, they're going to get theirs. They're going to score their points. Of that, I have no doubt. They have proven it time and time again. I believe the key for the Demons in advancing in this tournament will be who else steps up. We're going to need someone else to contribute. Black, Haney, Sharp, they're going to get it. But we've got to get Hampton, McDonald, Prim, anyone else on that team has got to step up and add something. Give a wrinkle and make sure that the other players in the other teams can't just focus on those three guys. Make sure that they have to spread their court out defensively. And when that happens, that, of course, will open up more for Black, more for Haney, more for Sharp. I felt against the loss against Corpus Christi, a loss against UNO. They kind of isolated those guys and kind of disrupted our offensive flow. We never got that spacing we like to see. When the Demons are on fire, when the Demons are clicking all in all cylinders, you see the defense spread out. We're driving in, we're kicking it back out. It's a real beautiful offense to watch. Against UNO and against Corpus, I felt we looked very clunky. In the loss to UNO, our bench was outscored 18-8 against Corpus. 50 of our 70 points were scored by both Sharp and Haney. I felt Corpus was really nervous, that as was UNO, and they challenged our other players to step up, and we did not, with no one else being assertive enough to disrupt their scheme. And that's something in tournament play we've got to make sure we do, is get the offense involved, get it more the way it looked in that win over TCU, the win over Southeastern, you know, where we were clicking on all cylinders and there was good ball movement, good spacing. I think we need to establish a rhythm early on in both games and force other teams to play our style. Again, don't let them bottle us up. Make them stretch the court. Make them play our game. And it is my personal belief, when we play Demon basketball, there is no team in the conference that can beat us. Absolutely nobody. We're a damn good team, but we have to play our game. And if we do, I do believe this is going to continue to be a very special season for the Demon team. Now, that's not to discredit Texas A&M Corpus, not to discredit McNeese, not to discredit UNO or Southeastern. No, all four of those teams have shown they can be good. All four of those are teams to be respectful of, and I respect each of those teams. I'm just that high on our Demon squad. Should the Demons advance, they'll face off against either Corpus or McNeese. McNeese is taking advantage of the conference gifting them the tournament. With no disrespect to McNeese in this one, I honestly hope they don't win. And no offense to listeners out of Lake Charles, I know there are a few out there. I've had a couple emails, and to credit to the McNeese fans that do listen to this podcast on occasion, they have been very delightful in their interactions, really great people. So nothing against them. And I do thank you for any Cowboy fans listening along right now. But I do believe that there are better teams to represent in conference. I think both Northwestern or Texas A&M Corpus have a chance to be a 13 or 14 seed, avoid that playing game. If McNeese goes through, I think they're pretty much almost guaranteed to be a 16 seed, if not a play-in 16. And I just don't see it going well for the conference. Again, nothing against McNeese. I just think as a conference, it's much better to have your better teams represent you. If there is a negative to the way college basketball structures, that you do see that sometimes, so you have a 24-25 win team that's very good, hit a team going hot, and then all of a sudden, instead of your best team being represented in the NCAA tournament, your conference is represented by a team that's under 500 and really isn't that good. But again, it's nature of the beast. It's something you know going in, and something you have to deal with. And if the Demons of Corpus play well, I think, you know, or Southeastern, you know, I think the best team will be represented. One last note on basketball before going on to baseball and softball. During the Sun Belt Women's Tournament, if you haven't seen it, Troy was trailing Old Dominion by 1 point. Old Dominion put 6 players on the court. The officials never saw it and led to a very unfair and easy bucket by ODU, which of course is kind of common sense. Five people can't guard six. Then Troy, of course, down three, missed a tying shot, ending their season. Had the correct call been applied, it would have been a technical. Troy would have gotten two free throws and the ball back down one. Instead, they get the ball back down three and lose. The officials determined the play was not reviewable. And my whole thought on this is, what is the point of replay if we can't go back and replay a shot like this? We can't replay a game-changing mistake. Now, I'm not saying go back and replay foul calls. I've never been a fan of that. That's going to happen. But something like this, where there's too many people on the court, to me, that's something that's easy to go back. That's not a judgment call. That's a very clear, you can't have six people on the court. There's no judgment in that. You either have five people or you don't. So to me, if you can't use replay to correct something very easy like that, what's the point of it? And it's really unfair, as, you know, Troy is now out and, you know, they won't move on. And that's really tough for them on that. So moving forward, maybe something for the rules committees to look at to make sure stuff like that doesn't happen. And, you know, it's a rare thing, but you do feel bad for the people from Troy University. On the softball, after a brutal 0-4 showing in a North Texas tournament, the Lady Demons went 4-0 in the Lady Demon Classic, albeit against weaker opposition. Really hard to get a read in the North Texas tournament, as both pitching and hitting just seemed flat all weekend. We did rebound as expected against Jackson State and UAPB. Big weekend at home and Lady Demon Diamond against Lamar, which will give us a much better read on this Lady Demon softball team. Now, if the problems persist from UNT, I think it'll signal cause for concern, but this is an experienced team, so I'm not panicking. I think the North Texas tournament was an anomaly. It happens, you know, anytime you watch any baseball, any softball, you know, even the best teams will hit those slumps, will just hit that series where nothing goes right. You know, I remember, I believe it was the Yankees in the late 90s, early 2000s. I forgot who they were playing, and they just got smoked in one series, and it was just, it happens. So moving on, you know, I'm not too worried about the softball team. I think the talent's there, and I look forward to covering them more, but, you know, for sake of time, not going to dwell too much into it right now with a basketball tournament on there, but we'll talk more about softball next week. Baseball dropped 2-3 this weekend against UTA, and with this team so far, I just feel like we just haven't been consistent on both sides. Our hitting has started to improve. I do like that. We're getting more runners on base as opposed to beginning of the season. Unfortunately, the pitching just hasn't been consistent, and that is the one thing lacking right now. Going forward, we take on UOMRA Wednesday night before hosting Alabama A&M this weekend, and then we'll go back to UO Monroe next week. Very good chance for Demons to build some momentum against teams that we should be able to defeat if we play we're capable of. Chance to go 5-0, wouldn't say that necessarily. Don't want to disrespect either UO Monroe or Alabama A&M, but there's a good chance for us to build some momentum. And in baseball, you know, once that momentum starts going, it's hard to get out of the way on that one. Do thank you for listening to this episode. As a reminder, the conference basketball tournament will be on ESPN Plus, so hopefully you do get a chance to watch that. Cheer on the Demons. We'll definitely be active on Twitter if you want to find me there at Farcom Podcast. We'll be following along with the conference basketball tournament. Hopefully this time next week we will be celebrating a NCAA tournament berth. I'm hoping next week I can either be joyous or complaining about where we're being sent in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, once you get there, I just think it's just such a great thing for smaller universities such as Northwestern to take part in the NCAA tournament. Is just such a trippy feeling. And every time the Demons have gone, whether we've win, lost, draw, whatever, it's just always fun leading up to that game. And it's just one of those great feelings. So hopefully, you know, great things will be coming. You know, obviously, conference tournament is early. I do like the fact that the championships are Wednesday, Thursday. As was mentioned on Twitter, it gives you a little time to prepare. You know, if you have a championship on a Saturday or Sunday and then you're playing game, you don't have a lot of time to prepare. You basically have to finish that playing game, start packing, and head on the road. With the championships ending Wednesday and Thursday, it kind of gives you that chance to take a deep breath, soak it all in, get some rest, find out where you're going, and then make those preparations. So hopefully that is a problem we will have, is the preparations. Hope you have a great week. Stay safe. Let's go win us the conference basketball championship. As always, Forkham Demons.